Hey, this is Big Penny, and you're listening to Old Man Podcast with Dina Joe and Eric. How those two ever agreed to do this with my baby brother is beyond me. Better them than me. Enjoy the show. Later, Gators.
Thanks.
Hi, BP.
BP49. Hi, Tron Cat Meow.
Hi, Ralph.
I don't know. I'm not a biologist.
Nope.
Hi, BP. Hi, Ralph. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Doing good.
Hi, Dina Joe.
Hi, troublemaker.
Ouch.
Ow. Hi, Raccoon Six. Good morning.
Hi, Raccoon.
Raccoon Six.
Hi, hey. Chabella. Bum, 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 bum.
I think we're still waiting on Tuttles.
Yeah. Hey, Rockin' Owl. Hey, Rockin' Owl. I don't know what happened, but I can't comment on any of your anything I listen to on your on Podbean. Does that mean I'm blocked? I've never been blocked before. I don't know. I've never had that. I went to comment, and it said, you're not allowed to comment. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, wow.
What did I do? Thanks, Rockin' Owl. You had a great show I listened to.
I know I've tried to block you. Oh, did I say that out loud? I thought
yes,
I was saying it in my head.
Hi, Marty. Yeah, I've never like been blocked funnies. Before, so I don't know. But that's what happens.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States of America.
All right, let's share this show.
From the Pacific Northwest to the Southern States to the Midlands in Colorado, we come to you with smiles on our faces and joyful hearts. Hope you all are doing good. It's Wednesday, the 20th of April.
Almost
we
over.
We are having fun. Yes,
what kind
indeed.
Of festival is going on in Denver? I don't know. Is there some, are you down there? Is something going on? Let me see.
Get your coffee up. Get your cups going. Let's go. Let's have a cup of coffee. Let's get it going.
I'm making coffee. Anybody want coffee? I'm having a cup of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Because I'm having
Don,
a cup of
Brina.
Coffee.
Hi, Tuttles. Marty. Good to see everybody. Oh, my music's set. Great. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. If you're tuning in to the live show, thanks for joining us. We love having you here. Yes. Remember, you can chat all you want in the chat room. Yeah, it's open. It's wide open. We love people interacting and having fun in the chat room. Ask your questions. We'll try to catch up with you and comment. What was that, Eric?
And we always say keep it clean in the chat, like we say keep it clean on the call panel.
Well, yeah, that's our rule. That's our number one rule.
Hi, Lou.
Believe it or not, we got kids that listen
to
our show. Yeah, we have people with listen to our shows in front of their kids. So that's why we love a family friendly show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. Hey, if you're listening to the show on the download, thank you for downloading the show and listening to it later. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Podbeam and all your other little platforms out there. I just submitted us to Samsung. Samsung's got a podcast thing going. So we'll be hearing from them. And let's see. And if you're listening to us at 11 a.m. on the WESN, thanks. Download those apps and use them on your phone. Good things. Good things are happening.
Yeah. Yes. Go ahead.
I think Facebook also offers a, you know, like a podcast service. Like I think only like for published audio episodes. I've noticed it even with the Alan Sanders show, but I wonder if that might be an option we're going to explore and see if maybe we hear back from them.
I haven't seen anything on Facebook. You're talking about Facebook?
Hey, Moonchild, good to see you.
Eric, well,
like on Facebook, I think.
Hi, Mr. What's that?
A. Were you talking Facebook or YouTube?
Facebook. I mean, I noticed that they could also carry published podcasts too. I mean,
yeah,
because I've noticed it with a couple other people.
Well, we already got a footprint on Facebook. We got our Facebook page, and through my followers, and so yeah, we already got a thing on Facebook. And for anybody wondering, no, I ain't doing YouTube. I did YouTube once, and they as soon as I posted the show, they got back with me with their, "Yeah, you can't do that." Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I said, "Well, forget it then." Boom.
There, he told them, huh?
I said, "Well, then I ain't doing it."
Hey, Troncat, I believe it's all 420 stuff. It's all 420 stuff going on down there. 420 and 420 and food trucks.
420 and food trucks. Yeah, a lot of it.
That's what it looks like.
This thing with
Hi, Donnie.
YouTube, when I did that. Let me see if
Hi, Donnie Klingerman.
Yeah, it was. It had to do with.
Was it?
It had to do with copyright stuff. Yeah, because we did our history music.
It was Blondie. You had played a Blondie song, and you played like a snippet, or was that on a different
like we do
line?
With our music history. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they go, "Oh, somebody said that you violated their copyrights, blah, 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 blah." I said, "Yeah, get out of here." Just so you know, copyright disclaimer, under Section 107 of the Copyright Act, 1976, allowance is made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research.
And we were teaching.
Teaching and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Nonprofit, educational, and personal use tips the balance in favor of fair use for educational purposes only, people.
Oh, that's so see, who told you you couldn't learn anything on this show?
Yeah.
Now we know.
Yeah, exactly. We aim to learn. We aim to teach people. Teach people.
Yep.
And our little tidbits of our little music thing that Dina Jo does falls under the education because she is enlightening you of the history of artists and their music.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
You might have saw like in chat where today is the 23rd anniversary of a somber,
Colorado.
Was also a tragedy in Colorado. I'm sure you remember this one, Dina Jo, and I'm sure Jess and Jay Baby do.
Yes. Yeah, I absolutely 100% I remember where I was. I remember that whole afternoon. Mm-hmm. Flashbacks just now. I didn't read that until you just said that. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember all of those.
But I think like one positive that. Yeah.
Hi, Paul. Oh, stop that deep breathing.
Any other tragedies we want to bring up before we get going?
Yes, Columbine.
No.
Yeah, it was.
But I think like. I think there was like one story like of like the student Rachel Scott who believed in random acts of kindness and I think and like a chain because I remember Atlanta like hosting an event like putting together like the world's largest chain kind of like artwork paper you'd glue together.
Yes. Uh huh.
And I think that was like a project of wanting to put together a chain of like showing random acts of kindness and not breaking it.
Mm-hmm.
In hopes that,
I agree. Hi, know, Glenn
that her story could inspire people to make a difference.
Hi, little Colt.
Hopefully that might be something that people can live by today.
Yes, I agree, Eric.
Hi, Glenn.
100%. It's good memories. And
but of course, the families are in our thoughts and prayers as always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He says, oh, hi, little Colt. Now we lost the old man.
He's no, I was, I forgot I was muted.
Yeah, right.
But you're back.
Let's all join hands. Let's all join hands.
What's that song? I like to teach the world to sing.
I'd like to
teach the world. Yes. Oh, there it is! In perfect harmony.
Grow apple trees and bees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company.
My words I know are different.
I'd like to see the world for once.
What is that, a politically correct song or something?
No, this is it. This is it. This is the word. This is the song. Yeah, this is the song. The thing, so the sad thing,
that's,
you know,
the old man's music history.
The thing is this a pretty good song. The sad thing is
no, I remember Coca-Cola, wasn't it Pepsi? What was I going to say? Was it Pepsi or Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola stole it.
The long hair.
Yeah, I think it was Coca-Cola stole it and used it in their. Well, they didn't steal it, but they used it in their music. I mean,
and everybody
in a commercial.
Was holding hands.
Oh yeah.
Out in the fields.
Like to teach the world and have a Coke. And drink our product now.
Oh, man.
Forget everything and go and buy a Coca-Cola now.
That's not what they said.
Subliminally.
Subliminally. Hi, Ivy. Good to see
no,
you.
But seriously, that is a good song. It really is a good song. I like it. But, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, what do you say? What do you say there? That and We Are the World. We are the world.
Oh, all that in a bag of chips.
Oh, yes.
All that in a bag of chips. Oh, you got the same. Do you have the same list I have?
Is it the slang, the 50s classic slang words? Did you find
that? Yeah.
I swear it popped up after we were talking about it.
I know.
A couple days ago, all of a sudden it popped up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to save this. And
yeah, and I've got another list here of slang words for cool. The slang words.
I don't have the cool ones. I just have the ankle biters.
You're an ankle biter. Hey, well, go ahead. Go through some of those, Dina Jo. Go through some of those.
Ankle biter is if you wanted to describe an annoying little kid in the 50s, you would call him an ankle biter. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what they did in the 50s. And then everybody knows as if is rumored to have been, it says phrased, used in the LGBT community before it was co-opted in the 90s by Cher in the movie Clueless. I don't know anything about that. As if, like the Valley Girls. Hi, Angela.
As if. Yeah, the Valley Girls. They were the ones that started that.
Yeah, like as if. What was that movie? Valley
Clueless.
Girl, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Clueless. No. No, there was a movie called Valley Girl.
Oh, it could be. Swear. Yeah.
And it had, oh my gosh, what's his name in it? I have to pull it up now. Valley Girl. Anybody in there know what I'm talking about? Yep, it's a movie. What is his name? It's in 1983. It's taking its time coming up, and it's going to drive me crazy because I know somebody's going to. There is his. Where is? There's his picture. Nicolas Cage.
Oh yeah,
Nicolas Cage. Hi, D.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And it's called Valley Girl. Valley Girl. Yeah.
Valley Girl. Yeah. As if.
Mm-hmm. As if. Let's go. No, I don't need sunglasses. Okay. Banging.
That's banging, man.
They gained popularity in the 90s as a word used to describe someone or somebody or something that is attractive. She's banging.
They're banging, man. Check them out.
Yeah. Or that house party was banging.
Yeah.
house party was banging. It said, "Hi, Pat. Welcome." And then Bogus.
Oh, yeah, Bogus. That Bill and Ted. Bill and Ted.
That's exactly Bogus. What they show is Bill and Ted is exactly yeah. what they show.
Slamming. I think that's how that radical. Started from yeah. that movie. Yeah.
Totally tubular, slamming, tubular. Radical. You guys have got it all going on there. Yeah. I'm sure all of us were there. I don't know. I mean, I guess this was a booyah.
Booyah.
Yeah.
Booyah.
I mean, I guess. I don't remember hearing that all the time, but I guess.
In the sports world, and like he said here, the ESPN anchor. Stuart Scott, he used it as a kid, and it was kind of like his catchphrase. He'd use it when he's bugging stuff, you know. Booyah!
Nah, yeah, he's bugging, that's for sure. Booyah is bugging, yeah. Bugging is the next one, is another 1990s phrase. I thought it was more 80s, but bugging. One of yeah. was made in Clueless. Oh my god, I'm totally bugging.
You say that way too well, Dina Jo.
Oh my god, I'm totally bugging. I grew up in California and on the beach for almost half my life. Bugging.
Excellent. Yeah, yeah.
Can you dig it? I don't ever. That's too many words. Can you dig it? Can you dig yeah. it? Did you ever say it? That?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was from us. Yeah. Can you dig it? Yeah, because, you know, you'd be listening to something. It's like from the hippies, you know. You're listening to some music, you know, like Dust in the Wind. Oh, yeah, man. Can you dig it? Oh, can yeah, man. It, yeah. Oh, all we are is dust in the... Oh, yeah, I can dig it, man.
Totally digging it. Funky fresh. Funky fresh. Let's see. Catch you on the flip side.
Oh man, I've been saying that for decades. Catch you on the flip side. I used to say that all the time to my buddies when I'd leave them. Yeah, especially on the phone. All right, man, I gotta go. Catch you on the flip side. Then hang up on.
Yeah, and I didn't know that they said that because of the B sides of records. That's when it became cool, I guess.
I grew up
with Count Man.
Oh, I grew up with Cheech and Chong, Tron Cat. I grew up with Cheech and Chong. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Tommy John. Oh, gosh.
I never heard that one. They say Cheddar. Ling,
ling. Hi, Tiki. Welcome. Yeah, Cheddar. I was just going to say that's Cheddar. The next one. And I don't remember that either. Do y'all remember saying Cheddar? Maybe because I didn't have no Cheddar. I was not saying Cheddar.
You didn't have no Cheddar.
I was on the what was that fake Cheddar? We got it from in the box when we were, you know, that Cheddar. It was real Cheddar. Remember? Oh, never mind.
I don't.
Whatever you
want. Oh, never mind. Hey, I dig it, man. I dig it.
No, never mind. Let's move on to chilling, I guess. I still use that all the time.
You need to chill, man.
I'm just going to go chilling.
I'm just chilling.
Chill. I need to go chill. I use that still.
And we still use it.
Chilling, but just a form of it.
Chill.
Yes, Mr. A knew what I was talking about, the government chatterbox. Thank you, Mr. A. He knew what I was talking about. Woohoo! Oh, BP, you too. Tronkat, you guys. Oh, man, I love you guys. Thanks for backing me up, man. You guys are government, awesome.
The government exactly cheese generation.
That is exactly what I was talking about. Oh, my gosh. All right. Next one, cool beans, I guess.
Cool beans.
I was not cool enough to say cool beans, but I guess it started not with Cheech and Chong. What are they talking about? Comedy duo Cheech and Chong said that? I guess they
I
did
don't remember
say that,
that
didn't
in
they?
Cheech and, I don't remember
yeah,
that.
No, they
Cheech
did.
And
they did. I remember they were getting stuff. They would say it to each other. Hi, Jester. Yep, I totally remember. Now you have to go back and watch
really?
The Cheech and Chong movie.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Hi, Brad. After they were celebrating their 420 day, they said, cool beans, man.
Cool beans, man.
Cool beans, man. Yep. Hi, Brad. So, yeah, cool beans. And what's next? Cowabunga.
Oh, that's from The Simpsons.
Never said.
That's from The Simpsons.
Well,
oh,
it?
No, I'm sorry. That
the
was
turtles,
from
the Turtles.
Yeah, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Kawabanga,
those turtle
man.
Turtle guys, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there was something stuck under my desk right now. My desk here in the studio, and it's like, did Grammy put her gum under the desk? Yeah, it was a piece of tape.
Oh, anyway, my gosh. I digress. Like, Grammy would put gum underneath your tape. Give me a break. All right. All right. Crib. When people would say crib, you know, MTV.
Oh, they still say that.
Cribs.
Yeah.
Cribs. Yeah, whatever. Okay, crunk. You can go crunk.
Crunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does that mean, crunk?
Oh, yes.
Combination of crazy and drunk. Crunk.
Oh, it's a type of music?
It's a combination of crazy and drunk. Crunk.
Oh.
No, ah, okay. You know, listen to me sometimes.
I'm sorry. What'd you say? I was
the type of. I know you know you're listening to me.
I was crunk.
Hi, the only crazy lady. He's going to get crunked.
Let's get crunk.
Let's get crunk up in here. No, it's not. Okay.
What else we'll you
move got? On. I got dig.
Yeah, dig. Man. Well, that goes with dig it. Can you dig it? Yeah, that's just dig. A shorter version of can you dig it? You know.
Dig? Oh, okay.
Well, it says I dig your outfit, man. I dig it. Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
eat my shorts. Eat my shorts.
I was going to say, I don't remember anybody ever saying eat my shorts. And they said that it was in the Breakfast Club. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that. I remember
the Simpsons.
I remember it on the Simpsons. Yeah. Well, maybe it was. I don't know. I remember it way before that. I remember it in the 70s.
Cat's meow. Oh, that's a good one.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I remember. Go back to eat my shorts. I remember eat my shorts in the 70s because there was this guy. And we were working night shift, and he went outside to have his dinner. He's eating, and he went out there, and he's telling us the story. Yeah, man, I went outside. I went to eat my dinner, my lunch in my truck, you know, and I opened up my lunch bag, and I was like, man, there was this big old fat sandwich in there. And I remember, man, because I had a fight with my wife, and I thought, man, she must have forgiven me because look at this big old sandwich, man. So I unwrapped it, and it's at night, so you can't see. I unwrap it. I take a big old bite of it, and it's like, what the French toast? And he goes, and it was a pair of her underwear, man.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it says the phrase was also used in the name of a song by comedian Rick Dees.
I don't
remember
know.
Rick Dees, but I don't remember a song.
And that phrase, eat my shorts, I think it got popularized by Bart Simpson on The Simpsons.
Right. Right. And this guy says,
because how Bart is depicted as a troublemaker.
Right. And we asked this guy, well, why did she do that? And he goes, well, I think I told her to eat my shorts. And she goes, no, eat my shorts.
Oh, my word.
Did you have mayonnaise and all that good stuff?
Oh, okay, we're moving on. Far out.
Far out, man.
Far out, man.
These things are far out, man.
Yeah. Shoot. Mm-hmm. And fly. She was a fly girl. Fly.
Who was the original fly girl on that Living Color show? Who was one of the originals?
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Asha.
Hi, Asha.
You were watching her shake her bump to the rump bump 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 on there?
Her bump to rump bump. Hey, who was one of the original original dancers for the Lakers? Who was one of the original dancers for the Lakers?
Paula Abdul.
Oh my gosh, man, you are on top of this stuff. I can't pull anything by you.
Oh yes.
Man. All right.
Bo Shizzle.
I remember when Snoop Dogg started at that stuff. All that
full show,
full shizzle,
full show, and full sure.
Yeah, that was funny stuff.
Mm-hmm. And fresh from that slap happy, fresh.
Oh my god! From the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air show. From this, from Mr. Slap Happy, being a joke.
Well, it's true. He stole my slap.
He's
what does he think he
did
is?
You make him a? Did you designate him an honorary member of the Slap Squad?
No. In fact, he's prohibited.
Oh.
He's not. He's not. No, we're moving on from Fresh. Let's get bent. He can just get bent.
Get bent. Oh yeah, that means get it, go. No, get
go
bent.
Go away.
Oh, we always thought that meant get bent was you know.
It means go away.
Not to go away, but I don't know. It wasn't go away. I don't remember. Huh? Interesting.
That's what it says. It means go away.
You say don't get bent. Don't get mad or don't get upset. Don't get bent, man.
Gnarly.
Gnarly. Oh, there it is. Gnarly, man.
Yeah, I'm at one ahead of you. Gnarly.
Gnarly.
Mm-hmm. Not for Jersey folks.
Gnarly.
Oh, we're just going over slang words, DeGray.
Slang words. Oh, cringe. Like, oh, he just gave a slang word. Cringe.
Cringe. Oh, yeah. Cringe. They're all saying cringe.
Going
get
postal. Oh, now that's
high. Huh.
Going postal. Now that
I
just
don't
all
like
happened.
That one.
Yeah, that wasn't really a good slang word, you know. Hey, don't go postal, man. Don't go crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Goon. Yeah. Goofball. Goon. It means they're saying it means goofball, foolish, or nerd.
No, a goon was like a
meaning it that way.
No, a goon was like a thug.
Okay,
a mobster,
now yeah, the term
a
can also be used
guy,
as
yeah.
enforcer or gangster.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
sounds
exactly.
like a goon. Yeah, yeah, not a goofball.
Yeah, you were a bad
goofball
guy.
A
goon.
A goofball.
Yeah. Yeah. The muscle.
A goober. Yes.
Are these
yes.
your goons? Are these your muscle? Are these your muscle?
Gangsta. Yeah.
Gangsta.
Yeah. All of those. Now, gravy. Who goes around? If you call something gravy, you're really saying it's great.
Well,
know.
Here we go. Is Man Cave still in there?
Gross. It looks
Man
disgusting.
Cave is Man Cave. Are you still in there? It says the word originally came from Old English when it was used to express that someone's life was good because he or she had the luxury of gravy with their food.
Oh.
I guess that goes along with gravy train.
Welcome, WDG.
It's all gravy, baby.
It's all groovy, groovy, man. Groovy.
Herb Gray talking.
Groovy reminds me of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, or Groovy. What is that guy's name? I'm looking at him. That Groovy man.
And
why don't they have his name on
happy
here?
Days.
Austin Powers.
Hey,
Austin
Hi,
Powers.
Jess.
Austin
Groovy
Powers, yes.
man. Groovy yeah. man. Yeah. Groovy. Exactly. Burt Bacharach, he's got a picture of Burt Bacharach album. That's groovy, man.
Yeah. Yeah, my home skillet. I don't know.
I never heard that.
Use these. Yeah, I've heard it, meaning like a friend. Your friend, your buddy. But I don't remember hanging around with anybody who said hi, J-Baby. Hi, Marcos.
Huh. Man, I never heard it before either. Home skillet. I kind of like that. That's all right. Hey, man, you're my home skillet, dude.
Uh-oh, we're going to be hearing it now, guys.
In a jiffy.
Well, I think another slang phrase, like, it's not meant to be slang for pot, but I think they use it, like,
home
to describe.
Home fry.
Yeah, called, yeah, like, say, like, what a dope, or that's so dope.
Oh, yeah. Like, they liked it. It was good. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, jive.
But also in honor of 420, I guess.
You jive turkey. That's from that guy. That's from that guy from Starsky and Hutch. Honey Bear. No. What was that guy's name?
What Honey
Is
Bear?
Their informant. Their informant.
Happy 420
on Happy Days. Not Happy Days.
What?
Huggy Bear. Yeah. Thanks, BP. Huggy
they're
Bear.
They're
Huggy Bear on Starsky
about.
And Hutch. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
And Ralph
what?
Brings up
Wait,
the blues
what?
Music show.
What? Beretta. Beretta? Do you say
Beretta?
Is
that
who
was
the
name of a that was the name of a guy. That was a detective, Beretta.
And a show, Beretta.
And a show. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, Robert Blake.
Robert yeah. Blake. And he had that cockatiel, that
yes.
bird.
Yes, yeah. Because in Covina, California, where I grew up in West Covina, but in Covina, he lived in Covina, and his little cockatiel got out, and it was all on the news, but they got it. It was in our little newspaper and stuff when we were.
That was really his bird.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful bird.
Yeah, he had, or else he had one. He had a bird. Yep.
No, he had a cockatoo. He had the big.
Well, he had a big white bird.
Yeah, a cockatoo. Because the smaller ones, you could get smaller ones that were cockatiels. Because I had a.
It's a big, huge white bird.
Yeah. I know, it's a beautiful, beautiful bird. Oh, the great. Get out. Wah, wah.
You're out of control.
I had to roll over from laughing on that one.
LaRock's controlling himself. Thank you, LaRock. DeGray. DeGray needs to control himself. You guys are too funny. Oh, you guys are keeping it real, man. You got to keep it real. That's one coming up, Dina Jo.
Yeah, you will go ahead. You're saying it. You do it.
Keep it real means to be true to yourself and began its popularity in the 1990s. But as Dave Chappelle has noted, keeping it real can go terribly wrong in some cases. Keep it real, man. I don't know.
You keep on keeping it real, Dave Chappelle. Keep it real.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave Chappelle.
We like it. We like it. All right, let's roll.
That's the next one.
People.
Let's roll.
Let's roll.
I used to say that to the kids all the time when we were going on trips. All right, let's roll. Let's go.
Yeah. Transformers, it says it was used in Matilda. Let's roll. I don't know. Necking. I would think necking would be kissing, but that's not what it says.
Well, that's what we thought when we were growing up. Necking was going out there.
Oh, it does say that. 50s for kissing.
Smooching with your smooching. Yeah. That was a little smooching. Hey, were you guys necking last night? I'm telling Mom.
Oh, yeah. It said it became too prudish, so it fell out of popularity. Necking. Oh, my gosh. Yes, they would neck and get a hickey. You are right, Rob.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and those things could even show up on x-rays, too.
Hickeys? Yeah, I believe it.
What's that?
Oh, no. because that really leaves a scar in your neck. Or like... You know, because those can like show up on x-rays, like whenever they like say have to check your lungs or they have to check to make sure you don't have any broken bones or anything.
Mm. Oh, interesting. Good piece of information. A hickey. A hickey shows up. Oh, well, Audi.
As in belly buttons?
That's what I thought, but no, it meant I'm Audi. Okay. Instead of just saying I'm out of here, or it's
like, I'm an innie.
I'm an outie. I would think it's I'm leaving is outie. Yeah,
is that right. Eminem in that picture?
Yeah, because it says that Eminem's character in 8 Mile when he was leaving the rap battle scene. I guess he says I'm outie.
Oh, so, I'm outie. As in I'm out of here. I'm gone. Yeah. I'm outie.
Oh my gosh, what did you think I said?
I thought you were talking about innies and outie belly buttons.
In the beginning. Oh, my word. Oh, my gosh.
I was trying to think of a slang word to say right now, and I can't remember any of them.
Good grief.
Anymore?
You only have 50 of them in front of you. Raise the roof. Let's raise the roof. Woo-hoo.
Raise the roof.
We'll be doing that in a few minutes. Raising the roof.
Righteous. That's righteous, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a chill pill, Dina.
You take a chill pill, man.
Let's look at some of these words.
Talk to the hand. Just talk to the hand.
Oh, man.
All right. I'm over these.
they were kind of groovy. These are the other words for cool. Groovy. Nifty.
Oh.
A-OK.
Hi, Ryan.
Welcome, Ryan.
A-OK.
Kosher.
Doing some slang words, Ryan.
Snazzy. Delightful.
Oh, delightful.
Peachy King. Peachy
pump
King.
Pump your brakes. You pump
up to
brakes,
snuff. Sister. Jim Dandy.
Oh.
Primo. Gangbusters. Top shelf. That was top shelf, Demon Joe. That was top shelf. Swell. Hunky Dory. Yeah, it was Hunky Dory. And we already said Righteous. First Class. Hey, man, that was First Class. What you said right there? That's First Class right there. Copacetic. What? And You Just Don't Get It. You Keep It. Copacetic. Yeah.
So there's there a song go. Called Copacetic.
Yeah. Well,
there's Sopaletic. So, what is that song? Huh. Keep me going. What is that song?
You know, like two more slang words I can think of, like cop out when you make like a ridiculous excuse or a doozy, like, you know, like don't like watch your step because that next one is a real doozy.
Yeah. Yeah. Threads. Clothes were referred to as threads. Nice threads, man. Nice threads. Totally rad. That's totally rad, man. Mm-hmm. Totally rad. How come I'm getting an echo in my headphone here? What's going on?
I don't know. What's going on? On.
That's totally rad, Dina Jo. Totally rad. Quit tripping, man. Quit tripping.
Oh my gosh.
That's whack. Man, you're wigging out. Don't wig out, man. And then you got word is another way to say agree. Instead of saying, yeah, I agree with you, you just go word. You were supposed to say word, Dina Jo.
Word. I'm back. Welcome back to you guys.
And there it is. We are done with the slang words. Thank you, everybody. So, what kind of holidays are today, Dina Jo?
I was just telling Ralph, it's not only National Lima Bean Day, it's National Lima Bean Respect Day.
Man, I love me some lima bean.
It's the day to respect the bean.
Respect the bean. I love lima beans, man. Mm-hmm. I love lima beans. They're good. And they can be so creamy and tasty.
Oh, that's why they're also called butter beans.
Yes. Butter beans. Mm-hmm.
Respect my beans. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where Grandma. I don't know where Grammy buys these, but she buys these lima beans that are as big as your thumb, man. I'm telling you, these are huge. Yeah. And they are so tasty. She'll take and cook them up and put them with bacon. Oh, man. Lima beans. Yeah. Okay, what else is it?
Well, as we all know, it is also 420 day.
420 day? What's that?
Get out of town. Really?
If you live in Colorado, Nevada, California, or Washington State, where, you know, where they have legalized pot.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah.
We had
a
whole discussion, and you sounded like
a year ago
talking about...
We had this whole discussion a year ago, unfortunately. I have no idea.
No, at the beginning of the show, you're going to have to listen again.
What were we saying at the beginning of the show?
About the 420. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Oh.
Where am I?
Yeah. Are you on some? Is that what's going on?
I just woke up.
You've been partaking in the 420 and you've forgotten what's going on? No, you just ignore me all the time. That's what's happening. But it is 420 day.
Yeah, but what do the numbers 420 have to do with pot? I mean,
I think it was the day it was. Is it the day it was legalized?
Q Bell is asking me if I'm high. No, not yet. 420.
I think it was legalized.
Oh,
yeah. Hi, John. Good to see you.
Oh, because it's April 20th.
I could be wrong.
Huh. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, but I believe that was the day it was legalized. But, it's also National Banana Day.
Oh, I love me some bananas.
Bananas. Bananas. Bananas.
Wait. Tuttle says 187 is murder and 420 is weed. I didn't know that about 187. Did you know that, Dina Jo, about 187?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that about 187. Anyway, isn't that a slang word? Banana? I don't think so. I don't think so. Cop numbers. We have 187.
Welcome back, Rock Now.
You know that song by Gwen Stefani?
Oh, Moonchild. Banana. College students had their break at 4:20 and would smoke weed.
Thank you, Moonchild.
And we have a 211 in progress, a 211 in progress.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's also, well, it's good that there's some food on 420, but this is probably the one that they would like them, anybody, I would like the best out of lima beans and bananas. National Cheddar Fries Day.
Cheddar fries?
Yeah.
Man Cave says 187 on an undercover cop. Got a 187 on an undercover cop.
Oh.
Yeah. That's okay, T-Gun. Yeah, I like cheddar fries. Yeah. Fries with a little bit of cheddar and a little bit of onions and a little bit of bacon.
Guys, well, then those are not cheddar fries. Those are loaded fries. Cheddar fries are just cheddar. Cheddar.
Cheddar makes it better. Cheddar.
Mm-hmm. And to end it all, hi, Mr. Steels. You can have a National Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day.
Those are good. Mm-hmm. Those are good.
I made one in a skillet, and it was so yummy.
Yeah, now that's the one where you put the pineapples on the bottom when you're cooking it,
yes.
Right? On the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And then when you serve it, though, it's flipped upside down.
Yeah, you flip it. Boop. And it's in the skillet, it gets a little caramelized, you know, all that yumminess. Uh-huh. Oh, it's so good.
How do you flip it in a skillet? Or
very
you just
carefully.
I would imagine. You could put your dish or your flatware, whatever you're gonna put your cake on, you could put it on top of the skillet and then flip it.
Okey-dokey.
So it doesn't fall out and
that's what you do. You put the plate you're gonna serve it on top and then you flip it.
Hey, Mr. Steels, good to see you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning into the show. You got the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. just having coffee and chit-chatting it up. Thanks, everybody, for joining in. You guys are the best. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. If you're listening to it on the download and it's your first time, hit that follow button. Hit the follow button. We are within, you know, 10 or 11 of making...
UGYTPS.
Of hitting 2,100 followers. So hit that follow button for it.
Please do.
You guys are great. It's been a long time since I've had a pineapple upside down cake.
Yeah, I think it was last year I made one because we were talking about it probably on this day, and that's when I made it.
Grammy was saying something about pineapples. They're not a fruit by itself, but each little section of that pineapple is its own like berry. Have you heard that, Dina Jo?
I don't know. We had one not last year, the year before. Lewis brought one home and put it. It was outside growing for the longest time.
Oh,
it was a plant. Mm. It just grew. It was really pretty.
Well.
And so he put it in the middle of. You know, and then landscaped around it, and it was just really pretty plant.
I guess they take a long time to grow. Pineapples,
yes,
do.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Huh. What were you going to say, Eric?
Well, and BP brought up pineapple upside down pancakes, and BP really takes pictures on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter of his like interesting breakfast entrees.
I know.
You know,
he eats well.
Man, you could do that with pancakes. You put some pineapple on your grill, put a pineapple slice on your grill, and then cover it with pancake batter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you flip it, and then you have an upside down pineapple pancake. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make some pancakes. I got to get my grill out and make me some pancakes, man. I need me some pancakes.
Well,
who wants pancakes?
Y'all sweet well, too. And, you know, because I think him, it's Big Sexy BP, compete with, like, food pictures like they do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always making me hungry.
I swear it's all like Martha Stewart.
BP's always making me hungry. He sends those pictures and it's like, what are you? You're trying to kill me, man. You're killing me. I gained 5 pounds just looking at that picture you sent me. Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? I think it's that time, isn't it? Isn't it that time?
Yeah.
It's that time, people. Are you ready? It's time for Dina Jo to take control.
She already has.
Presenting music history. Sharing information on artists and their music. Here she is. Dina Jo! Hi, Lady
All
Me.
All right. We are continuing with some cover songs of our favorite songs, and we are going to start with Weezer covering Africa by Toto. Africa is a song by American rock band Toto, the 10th and final track on their fourth studio album. It was released as a single in the U.S. through Columbia Records in October of 1982. Critics praised its composition and Toto's performances. The song reached number one in the United States Billboard Hot 100 chart, and the band it's the band's only Billboard number one, and the number one for Canadian charts also. Excuse me. Weezer finally released Africa on May 29th of 2018. It was the band's first Hot 100 since, if you're wondering if I want you to, I want you to, in 2009. And Africa reached number 51 on the Hot 100 and peaked number one on the Billboard Alternative Songs chart in 2018, becoming the band's first number one single since Pork and Beans in 2008. Shortly after the song's release, Weezer appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live along with keyboardist Stephen Porcaro of Toto to promote the single. Toto's response by releasing the cover of Weezer's 2001 singles, Hash Pipe, after debuting its concert a week later. So they have a little rivalry going on there. There are 132 versions and 6 samples. Here is Weezer covering Africa by Toto.
The drums echoing tonight, but she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards
That's Africa, being covered by Weezer.
I stopped an old man along the way.
We've done several things by Weezer. I have to look them up and listen to their music.
I believe, a lot of these guys, they did like just a cover album. I believe Weezer did one. I believe Cake did one too. There's a bunch of different guys that just put together cover albums. So, yeah.
Ooh. I'll check that out.
All right. Number two is Disturbed covering The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. The Sound of Silence, originally The Sounds of Silence, is the song by American music duo Simon and Garfunkel. 50 years after its original release, a cover version of The Sound of Silence was released by American heavy metal band Disturbed on December 7th of 2015. Their cover hit number one on the Billboard Hot Rock Digital Song and Mainstream Rock charts, and is their highest charting song on the Hot 100, peaking at number 42. It is also their highest charting single in Australia, peaking at number 4. David Dreyerman vocal span goes from E2 to A4 in Scientific P notification.
Thanks, BP.
In April 2016, sent Dryerman an email praising Disturbed's performance of the rendition on the American talk show Conan. Simon wrote, "Really powerful performance on Conan the other day. First time I've ever seen you do it live. Nice, thanks." Dryerman responded, "Mr. Simon, I am honored beyond words. We only hope to pay homage and honor to the brilliance of one of the greatest songwriters of all time. Your compliment means the world to us, and we are eternally grateful." As of September 2017, the single had sold over 1.5 million digital downloads and had been streamed over 55 million times. There are 364 versions and 18 samples. Here is Disturbed covering "The Sound of Silence" by Simon and Garfunkel. Thank you, Sean. Hi, WX.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain. The
guy's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone.
It's perfect, you know, for this
song. Yeah. Streets of color. They do this song justice. This is good. This is off their album Immortalized.
Yeah, Disturbed. I'm going to have to listen to that whole thing.
Yeah, doing the cover of Simon and Garfunkel's The Sound of Silence. I keep expecting them to just crank it up.
Well, everybody keeps saying it's coming, it's great. So now I'm going to have to really listen to it.
Unfortunately, we just don't have time to go.
Jarl so smacks us with all those little rights, right? Well, his voice is so haunting. It sounds so perfect with that.
Yeah. He does that great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number chills. 3 is going to be the Red Hot Chili Peppers covering Love Roller Coaster by the Ohio Players. Love Roller Coaster is a song by American funk R&B band Ohio Players, originally featured on their 1975 album Honey. Love Roller Coaster was covered by the American rock band Red Hot Chili Peppers for the soundtrack of the 1996 animated movie Beavis and Butthead Do America, based on the iconic MTV adult animated series Beavis and Butthead. It was released as a single in November of 1996 through Geffen Records, being particularly successful in the UK. There are 10 versions of this song. Here is the Red Hot Chili Peppers covering Love Roller Coaster by the Ohio Players.
You give me that funny feeling in my tummy.
In my tummy. How the man?
The man. The man's here. Good to see you, buddy. This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers doing a cover of the song Roller Coaster of Love. The picture they have for the Red Hot Chili Peppers is them when they were on The Simpsons. So they're all Simpson characters. Yeah.
That's funny.
Hey, Dina Jo, I may have asked you this before, but I'm going to ask it again. So when a band does a cover, like these guys, they do a cover of their Roller Coaster mm-hmm. Love. Do the original artists, are they getting residuals? Are they getting a residual payment because of people doing the covers of their songs?
I'm sure that they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some of them don't like it, but I'm sure they get something from it. John says, yeah, I would assume they would.
I would think they would too. You know, like that guy, you know, this Simon and Garfunkel, you know, when Disturbed did Sound of Silence, did they?
Yeah.
You know, because they sell all those records and they make money off it.
They
and
make
then
money
like,
off of it.
Is Simon and Garfunkel getting a piece of that pie?
Something. I would think so. Yeah.
I would think so too. Interesting. Mm-hmm. All righty.
I would agree. All right, number four is going to be Korn covering Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd. Another Brick in the Wall is the three-part composition of Pink Floyd's 1979 rock opera, The Wall, Part 2, a protest song against corporal punishment and rigid abusive schooling featuring a child's choir. Part 2 was re-released as a single and sold over 4 million copies worldwide. New metal band Korn covered all three parts along with Goodbye Crew World in 2004 for the compilation album Greatest Hits Volume 1. The cover was re-released as a promotional single, peaking at number 37 on the Modern Rock chart and number 12 on the Main Street Rock chart. There are 99 versions and 3 samples of this song. Here is Korn covering Another Brick on the Wall by Pink Floyd.
I love that originally, that Pink Floyd stuff. Brick in the Wall, the parts 1, 2, and 3.
The
I
opera.
Love that
yeah.
album. Yeah. This is Korn. This is off of Korn's Greatest Hits Volume 1 album.
Right. That's what I said. Awesome.
Daddy's flown across the ocean, leaving just a memory.
I've never heard Korn do this song, and I like it already.
Yeah, no, I've never heard it either.
A snapshot in the family album.
Welcome back to Gray. Oh, forget it. You never left. I know. Sorry.
Daddy, what else?
I know. Daddy, what you lay behind for me? You and DeGray need to quit fighting.
I always just say welcome back, and he's like, I never left.
Take it easy.
I know.
Well, Podbean has been acting kind of weird lately.
For a while.
I like how these guys are doing. Oh, yeah. This is Korn covering Another Brick in the Wall by Pete.
Welcome back to us.
I don't listen to a lot of Korn, but when I do hear them, I like them, you know. They do songs justice.
Yeah, they're rocking.
They're rocking, man.
This next band, I really like these girls. The High Women covering The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. The Chain is a song, of course, by the British-American rock band Fleetwood Mac. It was released in 1977 on their album Rumors. Fleetwood Mac is having a well-deserved moment. This latest homage by The High Women, the constellation of female musician stars composed of Brandi Carlile, Natalie Kemble, Marilyn Morris, and Amanda Shires, deliver a perfect, perhaps too perfect rendition of Mac's most perfect, excellent number one. There are 47, versions of the song in one sample. Here is The High Women covering The Chain by Fleetwood Mac.
And let me answer Troncat. Yeah, you know what, Troncat? I think I am. I think I'm inside. I'm really inside me. I'm a metalhead. You know, I wasn't like that growing up, but I am. I've become a metalhead. And here is The High Women with The Chain.
I think they did a good job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, from what I listened to yesterday, they did.
Now, let me some Marilyn Morris.
Listen to the wind blow. Watch the
nice harmonies.
Run in the shadow, damn your love, damn your life. And if you don't love me now,
oh yeah,
you'll never love me.
That's groovy, man. That's groovy. That's the High Women with The Chain. Their cover of the song, The Chain.
Mm-hmm. I like them a lot. All right. Six on our list today is going to be Primus covering The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band. The Devil Went Down to Georgia is a song written and performed by Charlie Daniels Band and released on their 1979 album, Million Mile Reflections. Funk metal band Primus covered the song and featured it in the form of a claymation music video on a CD-ROM that was included with their 1998 release of their EP, Rhinoplasty. There are 55 versions of the song, 2 samples. Here is Primus covering The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
The video is great. The claymation video to this is funny.
Primus. Thank you, Mr. Stills.
Primus. There's the devil. He's riding a bike.
Bicycle.
Yeah.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul steal. He's in bind. He's way behind, so he's willing to make a deal.
Little squeaky
when
wheels.
When he come across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumps up on him to stump him.
Oh, let me tell you what. Yes, you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player, too. And if you can't take it there, I'll make a bet with you. You play a pretty good fiddle, son, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against you, so I think I bet it in you.
My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're gonna regret I'm the best it's ever been.
Johnny, rock up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Just help the blues in your
the chickens
dad.
Are singing.
Get if you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, it will get your soul.
Up. This is a funny video. If you haven't seen it, you need to look at the video for this. Primus with The Devil Went Down to Georgia. It's really pretty well done, too. I like it. They do a good job. I love that song.
Lastly on our list today is going to be Real Big Fish covering Hungry Like a Wolf by Duran Duran. Hungry Like the Wolf is a song by British new wave band Duran Duran. The song would peak at number 3 spot on the Billboard Hot 100 in March of 1983. Real Big Fish is an American ska punk band from Orange County, California. The band gained mainstream recognition in the mid to late 90s during the new wave of ska with the release of a gold certified album, Turn the Radio Off. Soon after, the band lost mainstream recognition but gained an underground cult following. There are 18 versions of this song and 2 samples. Here is The Real Big Fish covering Hungry Like a Wolf by Duran Duran.
Now, if you will, gentlemen, let's put the song into perspective just so you guys can understand where I'm coming from when I sing this. It's that the woman is the hunted, the animal, the catcher, being the predator, the hunter. I'm going to kill her. Maybe not kill her, but you know, you know what I mean. You silly guys, a little bit of hot nookie, eh? A little bit of pinch and squeal, whatever, you know, however it goes. We're animals, right? We're out of control. We're fierce animals. Crazy. Let's do this song. Dark in the city and the night is a wire. Stim in the subway and hear this
Oh yeah. I like how they're doing it.
This is funny.
So give me a sign. I'll do my eat 'em just a moment. Dehyde.
I like the swing beat to it. I like how they've done it.
Now we touch the ground. I'm on a hunt, I'm after you. Smell like a sound, I'm lost and found.
Oh, kind of real swing version on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real life with juices like wine. And I'm hungry like the wolf.
God. Real Big Fish doing their Hi, cover Ashton. Of good Hungry Like a Wolf, Like the Wolf. Now, I like that. That was pretty baby. Good.
Yeah, that's Johnny-o. Yeah, that buddy. Was totally Scott. That was good.
That was good. It throws you off, like doesn't it? It? Mm-hmm. Throws you off. Great, great, great presentation, Dina Jo. Thank you very much. And we still have two more days to go on this week. Yes. We got tomorrow and Friday. Tune in for the songs, man. The great covers. Oh, man, yeah. That is just something. That's something. That's some good music right there. Mm-hmm. Real good music. Let's see. Somebody says something about Garth Brooks doing a cover of a song. Yeah, he did covered Midnight Train Welcome to Georgia. AFU. You know, that is one of the hardest things I can find is an original Garth Brooks song on the YouTube service that I have. I pay for the music service. And I can find people covering Garth Brooks music, but man, I have a hard time finding any original Garth Brooks songs where he's singing them. I don't know why that is. That is just so strange. It's just weird stuff. But that's great. I mean, some of these cover songs, man, if people, they get into it, they do a great job. I mean, that's fun. And I guess as a main artist, if they're going to be pulling in money, you know, from people doing their covers, you want people to cover your songs.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so upset unless they completely ruined it. I mean, you'd still get paid, but you'd be, I don't know, you know?
Yeah. And I haven't heard anything really that I would think that somebody destroyed the song they're covering. I mean, there's some that I've heard that I go, well, I don't really particularly care for that.
All his music is licensed. I think somebody said all of Garth Brooks' music is licensed.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard a cover yet that I've heard several of the covers that we've done where I go, well, I don't particularly care for that, but it doesn't mean it's bad. It's just not my taste. Mm-hmm. But for most parts, generally all of them have been fantastic. I love them. Yeah.
It's been fun. It's been fun.
It has been a lot of fun. It has been a lot of fun. It's been groovy, man.
Yeah, that's groovy. Sure. Yes, that is for sure. It's groovy.
It's been fabatissilous. What? Mm. I tried to make up a word. And I just told him that.
Yeah.
I need to practice.
Monday and Tuesday, I'm going to do famous songs with hidden messages. And thank goodness it was just 2 days because it's kind of like, all right. So that's an okay list. But then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is kind of going to be for you and every 60s kid, one hit wonders of that every 60s child should know.
Nice.
So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So that's next week what we're doing for music.
Man. Mm-hmm. I've been looking forward to that. Yeah. I've looked at some websites, some articles when they're talking about music, songs with hidden messages.
You know, so many of them, I'm like, oh gosh, another one about the devil. Oh man, another one about the devil. I had gotten so far, I didn't want to stop. I'm like, I am not starting all over. I'm just going to,
we'll just muscle through.
Two days.
And let me ask you a question. Oh yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Well, I think commonly, like if you listen to country music, a lot of those songs, you know, have that tendency to tell a story. Like for example, like Dolly Parton's "Coat of Many Colors," you know, talks about her childhood and how she grew up dirt poor, and how she rose, you know, to become rich and famous, you know, having like a music legacy, a namesake theme in amusement park and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then some of those, you know, country music songs that tell stories would teach you to think, and then some of them can even bring you to tears.
Right. Yes. But do they have a hidden message?
Yeah.
I mean, there is that possibility that it could have a message.
Do they have a subliminal message?
Right. In the whole playing the records backwards. Remember that's what this is all going to be. That's what this 2 days is about too. Is, you know, that whole time.
Yes, Ralph. Oh, if
you played. Oh, you mean like the I buried Paul. You know, the Beatles.
One of those dead. Kind of things. Yeah.
Oh, and then, so let me ask you, on that list, is John Lennon's Imagine song? Is that on that list?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to say any more because I'll let you save it and say it on your. That song always shows up and it's like the hidden message. Well, no, it's not.
I mean, know. Right.
It's not the hidden message. Everybody knows it.
Come on. So that's when I was like, towards the end, I'm like, I'm not starting over with another one. I'm just going to finish this one and we'll get through it. It's only 2 days. And some of the songs are really good. So, you know.
Well, that's better than at the start of the year when we went through 3 weeks of those bad songs.
I know. I tried to go through the songs and I'm like, okay, are these going to be terrible songs or what? Because,
Oh, man. Real quick, I want to encourage everybody, if you haven't done it already, download the phone app for WESN Epic Strategies Network. Yeah, for your provocative conversation and great music. Download that app for your phone or go to the webpage and listen to the music. They got music that plays all day long on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. Check them out. And if you've got a podcast and you've got it on Twitter and you're wondering, how can I get my podcast, you know, name out there and get it recognized more and draw in some more followers in that, check out Podcast Overlord on Twitter and check them out. Go to their webpage, overlordshop.com/store, and see what they can do to help get your footprint bigger on Twitter. Yeah, baby.
Oh, you were Rhyming Simon.
Rhyming Simon? Yeah, you got it. Yeah, Rhyming Simon. That's my name. Rhyming Simon. So what do you got going for the rest of the day, Eric? What are you going to do?
Well, I don't really have too much happening. I'm going to probably finish, you know, mowing the backyard today if it doesn't get too hot.
Oh, my problem. I haven't done any mowing here, and the problem is because everything's wet. It's just been raining every day.
Oh, you're just waiting for it to dry out?
Yeah, yeah. And while I'm waiting for it to dry out, it just keeps growing.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. What about you, Dina Jo? What do you got going the rest of the day?
Oh, Uber duties. Ubering, Uber mom.
You should charge. You should start charging.
He always, you know what? He's a good kid. He always gives. He's like, here, this is money for gas. So he always gives me something when he.
Aaron is a good kid. Mm-hmm. He is a good kid. Oh, yes. Those of you that don't know, the A Dog on the A Dog Sports Report, that is Dina Jo's son, Aaron, that does that little sports report for us on Monday mornings.
The
A Dog Sports Report. So tune in on Monday for that. He just talks about anything that he finds interesting in sports. He kind of talks and shares with us. And he watches all kinds of different sports. It's a good sports report. Yeah.
Yes.
Keeping it all in the family. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out. You mean shout out or shot? You shot the A Dog? Oh, Ralph.
Shout out.
Oh, no.
It was a typing error on his part.
Man, and then so tomorrow's Thursday and Friday, man, and this is the third week of April. It's gone. I mean,
I know, and it's going to be 80 degrees today here. Ah! I'm so happy.
It's still going to be rainy here for us.
It's going to be 53 on Saturday, so that's our weather. 80 down.
Yeah, you're getting into that weird time of weather in Colorado. You say 80 today or tomorrow, and then 2 days from now it's snowing. You know,
I know it's spring.
Or you've got a or you got a tornado coming.
No, don't say no hurricane. I don't.
Hey, I wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if you guys have a hurricane.
Yeah. Welcome, MMPQ.
Oh, Ralph says the snow is finally melting for him. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
What a great day. All right. Well, you know what? This has been a fun day. It's been a real fun and exciting day. Mm-hmm. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and joining us today. We appreciate it. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. If you're listening to it on the download or on the WESN, be sure to hit the follow button and give us a follow. Hit the like button and come on back. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific time. We're like an alarm clock. We're here to knock you up, get you up, get you out the door smiling and having a good day. Good day. You know, real quick, there's one thing I forgot to mention, and this is, I want to stop the music. You know how everybody's going to the gym. Everybody goes to the gym. They work out. They got trainers. They're working their bodies out and all that. You know what you're forgetting? You need to work out your brain. Work your brains out. Work your heart out. Do random acts of kindness. That's exercising your heart, getting your heart going and getting your heart in a good place, and exercise your brain. Start reading. Pick up stuff to read. Educate. Learn stuff. Exercise your brain. Don't forget just your body. Doing your body, getting those muscles. Don't forget your brain, and don't forget your heart. There. I got that off my chest. Oh, man. All right, Eric, you want to plug some shows?
Well, I know, you know, coming up on Podbean Live today, you've got, of course, Milk Dog and Jeff Moore and Saul Blue Sister and Frankie D, and you've also got John Gale's TalkNet Live at 5 p.m. Eastern, and then you've also got, you know, Slacker 82 Alpha at 7 p.m. Eastern, The Beans and Weenie Show at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and then, of course, Ralph is back tomorrow morning along with us, and and of course, shout outs to other friends we've not seen on a while. Hopefully, they're coming back very soon. I think Big Sexy made our morning, of course. Hopefully, you know, his better half slightly will be back with some new shows very soon. So definitely be on lookout for that and many others.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Yeah, thanks, everybody. There's a ton of good podcasts out there, but we really appreciate you picking us to get you going and starting your day off. So thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
Yes, we appreciate it. Thank you. Bye, cute Bella. Bye, PP Tuttles. I love you.
See you at Frankie D's Tuttles. And you as well, Troncat.
Mm-hmm. And now, a final word from our master of ceremonies, Dina Jo.
The reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today and supporting us. As usual, we appreciate y'all so very much. Love you. See you around Podbean. Bye.
Groovy. Dina Jo.
Gnarly
man. Thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow. Have a great day. Random acts of kindness. Exercise your heart. Get your heart in a good place. Whatever you dish out is going to come back.
Bye, crazy lady.
Oh, no, you didn't, only crazy lady. You did not say later, Gators. Oh.
Yes, she did. Later, Gators.
Man. All right. We're out of here. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Bye.
Love you. God bless you. See you around Podbean.
You did not copy degrade, Dina Jo. Oh, my gosh. Later, Gators.